29 reindeer have arrived in Port Hyden, where the village of 100 is reestablishing a long-dormant tradition of reindeer herding. In a few years, they hope to begin harvesting the deer as a sustainable food source for the community. Now an expert herder and his two teenage apprentices are taking on the challenges of starting a herd from scratch. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
Learning to herd reindeer is a full-time job for teenagers Jake Carlson and Liliana Cosbrook.
Yeah, every day, 8 hours, besides weekends.
Sometimes we have to, like, herd them in certain areas of the pen, and there was a lot of running.
They're learning their new trade from Fred Goodhope Jr., a traditional herder who was hired by the village of Port Hyden to help them get started.
Yeah, this is Fred. I'm the reindeer herder. I'm from Shishmaref, Alaska. I've been reindeer herding since I was 10 years old, and I'm third-generation reindeer herder.
The Port Hyden reindeer came as air cargo from Stebbins, St. Michael's. At the end of that 480-mile journey, they were delivered into Good Hope's practiced hands. His first challenge was to nurse them back to health.
Some of them came in kind of like lame, got kind of hurt. A lot of them were like dehydrated, and you know, you can tell that they've been without probably nourishing food because they were in a holding pen.
The reindeer have plenty of room to graze in their new pen, but Good Hope says it won't be long till they outgrow it.
That's going to be a problem later on if they start, like, you know, overgrazing. By then, hopefully, we're going to have them going in and out of the gate.
Then there's the danger of bears and wolves getting into the pen. But more than predators or overgrazing, what worries Good Hope the most is caribou.
Actually, the worst enemy to a reindeer is a caribou.
Good Hope says if the reindeer meet a herd of their wilder cousins while grazing outside the pen, they'll mingle and even interbreed. And then when the caribou move on, the reindeer will up and follow them. He lost one of his own herds that way years ago up on the Seward Peninsula.
Last time I seen my reindeer was 1997, and it was a sad thing to, you know, learn that they walked away.
Good Hope and his apprentices are hoping to avoid that fate in Port Hyden. They plan to keep their reindeer under control with the help of herder dogs.
They have a little litter of dogs that they're going to train as pups, and then once you train the pups, when they start learning commands, then you'll be able to acclimate them with the reindeer.
Good Hope only has a few months to pass on his herding knowledge before he heads back north for fall hunting. Cosbrook and Carlson should be able to handle things by then, and they'll start teaching the age-old practice of husbandry to others in the village.
Yes, I was going to be involved in teaching the kids about the reindeer and, like, involving them as much as we can.
I've always wanted to work with animals. I can say that I've worked with reindeer. I don't know, it just seems like a cool thing.
In another month, school will start back up. The two teenagers will have to take reindeer duty on nights and weekends, perhaps like their great-great-grandparents did years ago. They both say they're in it for the long haul. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.